This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Daniel Starks here on your station, KETR. It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. She's on the line right now. She takes time out of her Friday mornings, even though she has a very busy life. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner. But like I said, she takes time out of her Friday mornings to bring us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a couple movies to talk about this morning, Rio 2, Draft Day, and Joe. Now, let's start off with this first one. Now, I just want to say before you start, Alice, whenever I saw Rio, the first one, I laughed so hard.
Second one is funny, too.
Well, awesome. Well, let's hear your review from it.
It's very funny, and it's so colorful. It just, you know, pops your eyes. It's a trip with the exotic birds and the flowers and all this. It takes place in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, at least for a little bit. Then it moves on to the rainforest, and actually three-quarters of the movie takes place there. The original story has to do with this domesticated macaw named Blue, who's voiced by Jesse Eisenberg. Oh, by the way, I guess I should have mentioned that this is animated. And it's also quite a musical, too. You can't just totally call it a musical, but it's got lots of great music in it. And Blue, and now he's got a spouse who is Jewel, and she's the voice of Anne Hathaway. And they have three chicks, and they leave Rio for a trip to the Amazon jungle with Linda. That was the woman who brought him there, and Tulio, who is an ornithologist, and the humans are on an expedition to find a tribe of lost Styx macaws, which is what the tribe that Jewel is a member of. And they, the humans get into a big scrape with these illegal loggers who are tearing up the rainforest. And the Jewel and her husband, Blue, get to reunite with her father, who is he's Eduardo, and he's played by Andy Garcia, and his role is hilarious. And then there's also Christian Chenoweth, who's voicing a poison frog, and Jermaine Clement as an evil cockatoo named Nigel. And from the first movie, they have returning George Lopez as Toco Toucan and Raphael, and Jamie Foxx as Nico the Yellow Canary. It's got aerial ballet flying sequences. It's got soccer games between different flocks of birds, different colors. It is just amazing sight, and I highly recommend it.
Well, I just know that this was a fantastic movie, and I'm really looking forward to seeing this next one. Rio 2. Now, this next movie that we're going to talk about is called Draft Day, and I know that Kevin Costner's in this movie, which means he's been a busy man the past few days, the past few months, because he was also in a recent movie. I think it was called 3 Days to Kill recently, correct?
Yes, and before that, he was in he was in another one the month before that. But yes, this is, he's usually been in baseball movies. This time, and he was in Tin Cup, which was about golf. This is about football, which is very strange for April, but because draft day actually occurs in April, that's why they decided to release it now. And it's going to have wide appeal to, or limited appeal, I guess, to the really wonks, the gridiron people who are just all into the stats and who is going to get chosen and which team pays the most for which player and all that. It has a kind of a nice rhythm to it. It all takes place in a 24-hour period, and Kevin Costner plays the Cleveland Browns general manager, Sonny Weaver. He has to choose who he wants for his team, and it's all kinds of bartering that goes back and forth between the other managers and coaches and owners, and it's got some little bit of romance, which I didn't buy very much, but anyway, between the Sonny Weaver, the Kevin Costner character, and the salary cap executive lady, who is Allie, played by Jennifer Garner. I don't know. I don't quite put them together. They also have a really good comic bit with the coach, Vince Penn, the coach of the Cleveland Browns, who's played by Dennis Leary. And when I saw it, everybody got great big laughs in the Metroplex because he kept constantly praising the fabulous record of the victorious Dallas Cowboys, and that got a lot of laughs. But it's fun to watch it. They filmed it at the actual last year's Radio City Music Hall event where they did draft players, and they have a lot of actual commentators, Chris Berman, John Gruden, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell even has a part. An actor, among the actors, is Houston Oiler Arian Brown, who's never acted before, but he's pretty good, along with Chadwick Boseman, who was the guy who played in 24, and I'm sorry, in 42.
Wrong thing there.
It's the wrong one. It's the 42. It's about the baseball thing. Anyway, it's not Moneyball, but it's directed by Ivan Reitman, who's always worth watching. And it does have this kind of urgency to it, who they're going to pick. And it doesn't have all the sports cliches, even though it is a sports movie. So I recommend this.
Well, we've only got about a minute left. Let's talk briefly about the last movie, Joe.
This is by filmmaker David Gordon Green, who I know pretty well. He used to be an usher at the Glen Lakes Theater in Dallas, and now he's made many movies, including Pineapple Express. This one stars Nicolas Cage and a young actor named Kai Sheridan, who I interviewed the other day. It's a rural, hardscrabble, southern underbelly story with deer skinning and tree poisoning and cottonmouth. But it's also a kind of a heartwarming story in some ways. I recommend it also, although it's tough to watch and you need to have a strong stomach.
Well, out of these three movies, which one would you go see?
Oh, my number one would be Rio 2.
All right. You heard it right here on KETR. Alice Reese would go see Rio 2 this weekend, so that means you probably should too. The three movies we talked about today, Rio 2, Draft Day, and Joe. Alice, we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.